This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. A focus group in Virginia found that many college kids who have gotten an absentee ballot don't send it back. Not because they aren't politically engaged, but because they don't know where to buy a stamp. No joke. Students will go through the process of applying for a mail-in absentee ballot, then fill it out, and then they don't know where to get stamps, says Lisa Connors with the Fairfax County Office of Public Affairs. Insert large sigh here. Winery has introduced the world's first flat wine bottle. Garcon Wines has designed a full-size bottle of wine that's flat. Think a flask. Apparently, the company created the flat wine bottle so they could easily slip them through a letterbox slot. Seems wine deliveries are a big deal in the UK. New survey by Jenny Craig finds that 79% of us are carrying around some love weight or pounds put on since the relationship began. According to the research, the average respondent had gained 36 pounds since they first started dating their current partner. 17 were gained in the first year alone. Men were much more likely to gain weight during their first year of a relationship than women. Why the love weight? 42% say it's because of dining out more. 34% say they were less active. And 30% of respondents blamed it on staying in, ordering takeout, or cooking at home and drinking together. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Short guys are going through expensive and painful stuff to get taller. They're agreeing to have doctors break their femur and tibia bones, then stretch those bones so they can grow back longer and stronger, held together by metal pins along the way. Say what? These guys are doing this 1 millimeter a day and spending tens of thousands of dollars, up to $300,000. That just seems nuts. Amy Good of Urbandale, Iowa, is the proud owner of 5 cats. But George stands out from the 5. Beautiful hair, beautiful eyes, and weighs a whopping 17 and a half pounds. To help George get back into shape, Amy has been taking him to an animal hospital that gives him special treatments, including zapping him with lasers to loosen his muscles, and then an underwater treadmill to help him burn off the pounds without hurting his joints. Amy and the doctors hope George can lose 5 pounds, which would be about a third of his body weight. And while George is slimming down, Amy knows she has to do her part by hiding food from him. She explains he's a sneaky guy who likes to sneak into the food. This will make you go, what? There's a seafood restaurant in Maine that's been using marijuana to sedate lobsters before killing and cooking them. The restaurant thought it might be a good idea, more humane way to off the lobsters. State officials disagree. And they held a big movie memorabilia auction in London over the weekend. The big moment of the auction was when Indiana Jones fedora sold for $500,000. Knucklehead news out of Georgia, where some thieves stole $98,000 of ramen noodles out of a trailer a few weeks ago. Just think about how many packs of ramen noodles that is for a second. That's like 327,000 packages. They were in a 53-foot trailer parked at a Chevron station when thieves took them. Cops are trying to find the thieves and the giant supply of missing noodles. Don't these guys know they could steal like 1 4-carat diamond and it would have the same value? The Daily Buzz. You see something I should talk about on The Daily Buzz? Get it to me, please, Paul at WCSY.com. Fax 637-2675. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven, 11637 M140, our address. Podcasts of this and all of the Daily Buzzes available at WCSY.com, our website, Facebook, and great outlets like iTunes, Google Play, and TuneIn. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.